Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi podcast where two black millennials recap every episode of Degrassi from junior high to next class. Because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's jump in.
We're back.
We're back, everyone. Hello.
Hello, hello. Back with another episode.
That we are.
Sorry for the delay. Why didn't we do an episode last week? I forgot.
I think you had to reschedule.
Oh, so it's my fault.
It's like, I was like, well, Sadiq brought it up, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it was because of my dental work. I've been getting dental work, lately. Yeah. I had to get a root canal recently. And I have one more go at dentist, and then I will have a permanent crown and I'll be done. I've paid so much money, Lauren.
Girl.
Oh my God.
Someone I've paid that like has terrible
$3,000 so far for this one damn tooth.
That is crazy. As someone that I pay out of pocket now in China, but it's like affordable, I am always like flabbergasted about how expensive it is back in the States. Like it is unheard of how ridiculous it is.
So crazy. And like, I'm glad I did it because obviously I had a broken tooth for like years that I just needed to get fixed.
Same.
And honestly, if I gotten it fixed earlier, they could have just like, I wouldn't have needed a root canal, but then I needed one. But I'm just like, oh my God, this is so expensive. I'm like, but Your Honor, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl with a broken tooth. What am I supposed to do?
Exactly. So I'm just like, I'm okay, but I'm just like, oh my God. Like when I think about how much money I've spent in the last few weeks, I'm just like, ugh.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you have like a busted tooth, but it's not at the root canal stage, go get it fixed. Do not wait to have to get a root canal. It's so expensive. Someone out there is listening and has been delaying a cracked or broken tooth. No, fix it now. Don't let the same thing happen to you.
I have dental insurance.
That's how much I'm paying out of pocket. It's insane.
Why do you still have to pay out of pocket for a root canal with insurance?
My insurance only covered like $500 of it. Oh. And I'm like, girl, it's more than that. Bish, come on. Or like, no, I think it wasn't even 500. I think my insurance covered like 100 and something. It covered like a paltry amount that I was like, ma'am, what are we doing? So yeah, girl, get that tooth fixed before it gets too bad.
Yeah.
That's my PSA. Lauren, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I am one of those people that needs to go to the dentist. I've been in your position before. Where you're like fresh out of root canal. You're like, I'm never gonna do this to myself again. Guess what I did? I did it to myself again. So I'm putting off going to the dentist.
Girl, don't. But at least you're living someplace where it's affordable.
I know, but I have extreme, I mean, most people do. I'm not special, but like I have extreme dentist phobia. Like,
yeah, it's scary.
Very scary. I'm going back to like a nice bougie dentist. So that's going to be expensive, but still, again, probably affordable still, but they got payment plans, so that's at least
that's
nice.
Good. That's good. Klarna that bitch. You Klarna your teeth.
Oh, Klarna. Yeah, it's crazy. Like in China, you could do like payment plans. They also do like they always have like holiday promotions, like Labor Day, President's Day, like, but the holidays here, they have like discount promotions at like the dentist and shit. So you can get like, if you go like during a holiday weekend, they'll be like, yeah, you'll get a payment plan and then we're having a promotion. So you get 20% off.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's not a thing here. Honestly, if my dentist did something like that, I'd be suspicious of like, this is like some Temu ass like dentist. Like, don't Don't get your root canal from Temu.
When you think about it, it's highly sketchy, but hey.
Yeah.
Otherwise doing good. I have a short week this weekend. This week I have a long weekend with a holiday here. Not going to the dentist, but well, maybe I'll go to the dentist, but they might be closed this weekend. But yeah, doing pretty good. And my allergies are in full swing, so I just took my allergy medicine, so it's going to be a good 40 minutes before it kicks in. So my apologies in advance for the sniffles.
We're just going to hear you progressively get less congested.
Look at that. You're just gonna like you're gonna hear my full voice come to life this morning.
I've been in the 40 minutes, Lauren's like, and then next scene. It's like you have like this like booming like James Earl Jones voice that's actually like it's been your real voice the whole time. This is like the whole time your allergies have been acting up.
Wow, what an honor. But yeah. But another update is I think we mentioned before, but again, the Degrassi Hollywood picture that we posted on Instagram consistently gets likes every day.
That's so random.
We're at like 650 right now. Like
I'm
I don't know
sorry.
how.
Why?
I'm
Also,
con
slight tangent,
Yeah.
Degrassi Hollywood. Someone pointed out to me that there's a scene in Quiet on Set where you could see Claire Edwards, the actress plays Quick Claire, and the actor that plays shoot, who's the trans character, the first one? Like Adam Torres, like on the Nickelodeon, like orange carpet, you could see them in the background. I remember, like, oh yeah, because at one point, like, Degrassi was affiliated with Nick at some
Yeah.
point. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Teen Nick, I guess. So, yeah. Sorry, Hollywood. It made me think of that. But
Oh
back to the
shit.
Instagram. Yeah. Like, I don't understand why people, like, love that post so much. But thank you.
Thank you. Like I can't believe it. When I tell you, like, listen, I used to put a lot of effort into these posts and I don't anymore. And it's just funny that like I literally just copy and pasted. And they're like, love it. Can't get more of it. Let's go. Like,
Sometimes it's the most like half done content that people are like relate, and I'm just like, wow, that was like a nothing post, and people are like, yes, queen, and it's like, okay.
Exactly. Exactly. But speaking of Instagram, I think we've got some good shout outs today for some lovely listeners. Our first DM was from Alicia, who fully endorses and fully gives a thumbs up 100% on the fan fiction episode. So we've got at least
You.
one vote for the fan fiction.
Yeah.
We also got a DM from Diana who said, "Hi, y'all." I don't know if Diana's from the South, but I just
Oh,
assumed
I was
it.
like, why would she sound like that?
I'm just putting the accent on. It could just say, "Hey, y'all," or "Hi,
No, I
y'all."
love that for you. Yeah, no, keep it up. I love it.
Hi, y'all. I have to be. Okay, I have to be the most obnoxious person on earth right now and say that Sonique was incorrect when she said the word hella comes from SoCal.
Okay.
Shots fired. It's actually a slang. You weren't off. You weren't that off, though. It's actually a slang word from Oakland, my hometown, where I
Oh,
started
okay.
watching The Next Generation. So Diana's not from the South, she's from Oakland. Which I'm
Okay.
not going to try to do an impression, but anywho, love the pod and think I should be requ it should be required listening for anyone with ears. Aw. I also especially love Sadiq's impression of Chris. Who's Chris?
Of Chris?
Yeah, like of Chris, Emma's
Oh,
short-lived
that. Oh, that.
rebound
Oh,
boyfriend.
back. Yeah. Sorry, I was thinking about this season. So I was like, Chris? Oh,
Same.
that. Ayo, Emma.
Oh yes, the headphones
Because,
guy.
yeah, he's like, my friend Slim Shady over here. Like, okay. Okay, he's a Toronto guy. That's his thing. He's so from Toronto.
Also,
No,
shout out to
thank you.
Diana.
No, shout out to Diana. Thank you also for actually correcting me, because I know that people from Oakland, like, they go hard for their city. So I'm
Yes.
sure it was like, what's this bitch talking about? Hella's from SoCal. Like, it's from Oakland. And I'm like, you're right. You're right.
But Diana says that, fun fact, I had a huge crush on him when I was a kid and was fully convinced he would take over Degrassi as a star DJ, a la DJ James Kennedy. I was so depressed when he disappeared.
Oh
Not James
my
Kennedy.
God. Not a Chris stan. No, I love this. I love when like people have like a huge quick fan or huge fans of like a really random character on a show. It's like, what?
I feel
It's
that.
like actually like, really, it's like you're paying attention. Like you're really paying attention to the show if you're like, no, my favorite character is Blue. It's like, what?
But that is such that's such like teen Lauren coded, because I was like, oh, if I choose a little quiet side character, they'll actually fall in love with me. But in reality, they're gonna get written off. So.
Aw, Laura, never be afraid to aim high.
Well, also, I
Never.
think I most of the time I was like, well, it's the black guy. I'll crush after him, and they always got written, eventually just
True.
disappear. So.
That's very true.
Okay. Let's see. We got DM says, OMG, I'm watching The Beat and oh, sorry, I'm watching the Beat It episode and I need your sneak take, specifically the how not to be gay scene. Also, I'm pretty certain Sam, Riley's swim coach, is a gay OnlyFans content creator the past few years.
Yes.
I'm a fan of Sam's work and a fan of the pod. Thank you all for your magic and comedic chemistry. I'll give that to Sonique. And the episode, each episode, you both bring so much joy. Oh my God.
Wow. Thank you so much. First off, I love the Venn diagram of people who love the lifeguard from Degrassi's gay porn. On OnlyFans and are fans of Degrassi. I love that Venn diagram, and it's you.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to talk about that episode. That's next week.
Yes.
I'm excited because that one is one that stands out to me. It's just being like, oh shit, like the unfortunate undertone of like homophobia comes from gay people. It's like, I wish the gay bashing was being done by the gay character, but here we
Yeah.
are. They're like, oh, we've already seen Marco get beat up by straight people, so now it's turn. It's only fair that now a gay character gets to have a turn.
Honestly, it's very Degrassi of them. So
Very. They're like, what about reverse homophobia?
it's a real thing, just like reverse racism.
Yeah.
And then our last DM is from Sakara, who says, hey, Lauren and Sadiq, love the podcasts. So I think she's a We Die First fan as well.
Hi. Hello. Thank you.
It is my therapy.
Oh,
Well,
no, girl.
I hope you're also getting real therapy,
Yeah, I
but
hope you're
I
also getting
understand.
really. Like,
We all
don't
need
listen
real
to
therapy. We
Like,
in
girl,
therapy too,
I'm like, girl, I'm in
girl.
therapy. Like, don't listen to me.
You guys keep me laughing. Started watching Degrassi, The Next Generation in my teens. Been obsessed ever since. Got caught up on all Degrassi Junior High, Degrassi Next Class. My favorite character on the show has to be Marco Del Rossi, Ellie Nash, and Maya Matlin.
Who we've
Who's
not
Maya?
met yet.
Yeah, I was about to say, I was like, am I forgetting someone? Or is
No, we
it
haven't gotten
someone
her
new?
yet. I think she's part of one of the seasons you probably haven't seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Sakura also suggested a YouTube who does reactions to all things Degrassi, called Unusually Eric.
Oh, nice. I will check it out. I will say a lot of times I do avoid Degrassi content creators only because I don't want to accidentally like steal their
Same.
bits or like, you know, because it's
Same.
easier for that to happen. Like, even if it's like you agree with the person, but like next thing you know, now you're like doing the thing they do and it's like, oh shit, like I guess I like
Yeah.
inadvertently stole that. Yeah. But thank you. I actually, if I will watch, I'm not saying I won't, but I'm like, I'm always
Yeah.
cautious with like the ones I watch because I want to be like, you know, one of those vultures.
Exactly.
Because there's
Yeah,
just like so
that's
many
it.
people trying to steal Degrassi content.
Listen.
Sorry.
People,
Sorry.
listen, according to the 600 plus people that like that one photo, maybe people do.
True. Thank you all so much for your messages. Be sure to hit us up, sorry, at EWS Pod on Instagram. We love to hear from you. Yeah, it's always a joy to hear what you guys have got to say, your opinions, your questions, some fact checking. You
Exactly.
know? Yes, we love it. But if you're ready, Lauren, shall we get into this episode?
I'm ready.
So we're picking up from last week, from the week before last. We're just going to do episode 6 this week. Want to be starting something from season 9? Synopsis. Holly J and Jane surprise themselves during a class project when they bond and start a babysitting business. But Holly J's crush on Declan could ruin things. Dave wants to be on the anti-grapevine, but Shantae refuses to put her cousin in the blog until he does something spontaneous. I like this episode.
Well, it's because of our Babysitters Club roots.
Say hello to your friends. Yeah.
Was like, speaking of vultures, they vultured the fucking Babysitters Club with this episode, because I feel like the montage of them starting the business is the same as the fucking movie.
Oh, it should have that song, the hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey. Like that little
Yeah.
clapping song.
Yes, my religious origin. Yes.
Rewatched that like re I went on like a weird day. I don't know what the fuck was happening to me. I think I should have known that's when like my mental health is deteriorating. I watched like all of the babysitters clubs from like the 90s, like all of the episodes, and then I finished the day out with like watching the movie. And I was this close to rewatching the Netflix show, but I was like, I have to stop. I have to eat something. Like I can't do this all
Well,
day.
at least you kept yourself from reading the books, the mini chapter books.
Oh, there's too many to go through. That would have been crazy, but
Things like, I didn't have enough time.
yeah, I didn't have enough time in the day. Not enough hours in the day. Oh yeah, Beyonce has 24 hours in a day, but has she read all the Babysitter's Club books? I don't think so. What if she has though?
know, she
Like
has.
the Babysitter's Club, and she's like really into them.
She actually read them to Blue when she was like teaching how to read.
No, she reads them now, like on her like when she's like on the private on her PJ, she's like reading Babysitter's Club books. She loves it. She loves what's her name? Fuck, I can't believe I forgot her name. I love her. The girl with the fashions.
Oh, and diabetes.
Claudia. She loves Claudia. No, that's Stacy. No, she loves Claudia.
Oh yes, Claudia.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. All right. Well, I was assuming, I was like, oh, the cute one that's like the model or whatever. I'm like, she's also into
Stacy.
fashion.
The
Yeah, that's the
model, but she can't be perfect. She's like beautiful, but she has diabetes. That was like her flaw. Like she's fine. Like she has a chronic illness. Like it's like not like she
honestly.
can't be perfect. Like
Something missing in this episode is that they didn't have a diabetic, so
we need more diabetic representation in
come
television.
on. Wait, has that happened? Oh yeah, the girl that got Emma's boyfriend busted for weed.
Yeah, except whenever diabetes is shown on TV, it's always like them like ruining everyone's day. It's never just like, oh, I just have a diabetes. Like, oh, and then I have to go to the hospital. It's like, okay, like, but what?
Yeah, also, why is like diabetes content like also ableist?
It's incredibly ableist. That's like my point is that it's like it's always like, oh, the diabetic person has to be like a burden to everyone because like, oh no, I ate too much sugar. Like, it's never like. A person who has their shit in check. It's always like
Yeah.
a Stacy on during Christmas. Like, girl, stop eating the Christmas cookies.
Well, something to look forward to. Hopefully, Degrassi has better
Like,
di
Stacy is
diabetes.
it's either Stacy or it's like Big Mama your arm. It's always like there's never an in between.
Well, you know what? I think there needs to be a dissertation out there about diabetes in pop culture, you know?
There needs to be. It's ridiculous.
And I hope we get a citation, is all I'm saying. Well, it is time to enter into our own babysitters club this episode. Our cold open today begins with a girls' night that gets pushed back because fucking Anya and Sav have a date night.
Of course.
And but poor Holly J is consistently hearing Anya complain about her boyfriend, and you know that like Anya's like, this is the one thing I get to hold over Holly J's head is that I have a boyfriend that she doesn't, and she
Oh
milks it for
yeah.
all it's worth, and so she's
'Cause she's
always
the
been
only
like,
thing she's better at Holly J in.
right. But like Holly J doesn't even respect it that much because she's like, well, it's Sav, so that doesn't really
Yeah.
count.
Right.
Anya and Sav are fighting, but Sav comes into the cafeteria to sing her his song about Anya, and
Isn't
within
that the
sec,
same song he's been singing
yeah,
to her for like 10 seasons? Like,
correct,
write a new joint. Like, what the fuck? I'd be
correct.
mad about Anya. I would not like fall for that. I'm like, it's nothing. Like, I need a remix at least.
At the very least.
Right.
She's smitten, and Holly J is now alone for her shopping, and she's on the prowl for a new bestie.
Right. She's like, I can't do this shit no more.
Yes, she's like, I'm better than this. I need another like plastic. I need another, what's another
Another
plastic?
Heather. She
Yes.
needs like another
Another something to hold up the school.
Bitches of Eastwick. That's for the
Yeah.
craft.
Yeah. She needs to, what do they call it? We're looking for our fourth.
Yeah, she's
To
looking for her north, for her like her to call the corner. She's looking for her their fourth.
But she's like, well, I got the other, we just need two of us. Two of us can each hold a corner.
Yeah.
They get to business class, which I'm like, what the fuck is this class? I feel like I took a class similar to this in high school, but I could not tell you what the name of it was. I just remember we had to like write like business plans and like budgets and shit for like,
I
and how to write a
never took
check.
a class like that. And
I
I
remember I
always
t
see it in TV, and I'm like, what class was this? No one invited me.
But I remember like the book was so outdated because I remember being like, it was like how to balance a checkbook. And I remember even at that point, I was like, why do we have to balance? Because the way that we had to balance a checkbook according to the textbook was so outdated. It like didn't
Yeah.
understand that there was internet as well.
Yeah. Like in the book, women can't have credit cards.
And
It's like
call.
when your husband signs the check, it's like what?
Yeah.
Excuse me.
But yeah, so this class reminded me of it. And Holly J and Jane decide to work together on a project where they have to create like a business plan and give like a pitch for their idea. But they decide to work together because they have like a little bonding moment where Holly J is like, oh, she's witty too. Like, she's got a little spunk, you know?
Yeah, she's like a bat. Like she's a girl boss, but in like a more alternative way. Like if Holly J is like the woman who wrote Lean In, then Jane is like the chick from like Nasty Gal. Either way, they're both really bad and have unethical business practices, but like it's the same vibe, you
Yeah,
know?
yeah.
Yeah.
we get We get to the hallway, and Dave, who I could not, until they started saying his name, I was like, I don't know what the fuck your name is. I'm sorry, sir. But Dave is still unknown, which is funny that I couldn't remember his name as well. He's still unknown on campus. And his cousin, Shantae, who has her, was it called the ungrateful grapevine or?
Anti grapevine? Is it like, because it's like a blind item, like blog slash like TMZ, right? Of like the school.
It's meant to be, she's meant to be
Honestly,
like the
low key,
Perez
like
Hilton.
I wish I had her, like the gossip girl. I wish I had figured that out in high school. That would have been like actually kind of sick to run like anonymously and just be like spotted. Oh my God, sorry. Speaking of spotted, I saw Maggie Gyllenhaal
Wait,
today.
oh my God, what was it like? What's she smell
Did you
like?
hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
Did you hear me? Yeah, I saw Maggie Gyllenhaal today.
What was it like? What'd she smell like?
Cigarette smoke because she was smoking.
Oh!
I was on my run and I run now, but I was running. And they were filming something, and I just like kind of finished up. So I was like, I'm gonna be nosy and just like walk this way to like go back home to
Yeah.
see what's happening. And I was walking, and I, like it was like the set. So I was like, I'm just gonna walk on this. I'm just gonna like walk like I'm supposed to be here, just like walk past. And she was standing right there, and she was like smoking a cigarette, and she had a little cute little pixie cut. And I was like, oh God, I just love Maggie Gyllenhaal.
And she was smoking the coolest person to ever smoke.
I was so excited, and I ran home like Charlie in Willy Wonka, and he has a golden ticket.
Run home, Charlie, and don't stop.
And I
Well, I'm Grandpa Joe in the bed with my other invalid. Is invalid the wrong word?
we don't say
Okay.
that anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know
but
what was up with them. Were they like all sick or just old? Like, what the fuck was up? Like, they never explained, like, what do you have? Like, why? What is this disease?
I said invalid because of the way that they're portrayed in the movie. I feel
Well,
like.
it is very like 19th century, like it's because like you're all in this like in like a slum in a bed. I'm like, what? What is this?
Yes,
No, but we don't say that anymore.
my apologies for language, but that's
Probably
probably the only.
diabetes. It's probably diabetes. Since the representation's so piss poor with like they had their diabetics, and as you know, they can't leave bed. I'm like, what? Like, have they met anyone with diabetes? I don't understand.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, now that we know that Maggie Gyllenhaal has been spotted, we can now move into the original of Sonique's fantasy, Shantae's grapevine, the anti-grapevine. So Dave is really unknown, and he wants to be cool. He wants to be noticed. He wants people to know his name. And he's trying to get Shantae to post about him online, but she's like, call me when it's noteworthy. She's always got a one-liner.
She's like, call me when you give a pussy shot when you get out of a car. Like she is Perez Hilton.
Declan and Jane are still sneaking around because it's fun, and they're doing the classic thing where like they're pushing the boundaries, and now they're like not being so secretive about it. They're re both reading books in the little Zen room, and I'm just like, oh, God, bite me. Like,
The most.
After school, Jane and Holly J are hanging out, and Anya is ditched because she suddenly has open plans again. She isn't busy with Sav anymore, so she's like, "Hey, Holly J, let's hang out." And Holly J is like, "Bitch, I got a new friend, okay?"
It was so lame too. She was like, "Oh, Saf canceled on me. Do you wanna hang out until he calls me back?" And I'm like, fuck you. That's when
Know.
Holly J should have made fun of her dyslexia again. It's like, no, that's not funny. But like, she should have done something really mean. Like, I'm like, actually deserved.
Yeah.
Don't, that's not okay. That actually is ableist of me, I'm sorry. But still, like, what the fuck?
Yes.
Anya, so you ever had a friend who was like that? They had like a boyfriend, they were just like, that's my personality now.
No. Let's see. Have I been that person before? I don't think I've been that person. I don't think I've
No,
known a
I don't think
person
you
like
have.
that. But yeah, but I haven't had many friends like in my life so far. I don't know why I said like in my life that have like been dating. Like I haven't had many friends that are dating or I have that are like canceling plans to hang out with their boyfriend. Like I've just had friends that are like, oh, like either they invite them because they're cool or they're like, okay, I'm hanging out with my friends. Bye. Like they ditch
Right.
him. You know, like it's never been something weird.
So,
What
yeah.
about you?
I think I have been that person once in my life, and it was like my very first boyfriend. In
Yeah.
hindsight, I realized that I was like that, and I was like, "Oh, that sucks." I was like 18. I was young, but
Yeah.
like, I think I just was like caught up in like a new relationship, like with my first relationship, and was pressed. But outside of
Right.
that, I haven't really experienced it that much. Like you, most of my friends who've had boyfriends are like, they would dump him to hang out with me because, of course, I'm fun. I'm a
Right,
delight. And also,
exactly.
I like my friends' boyfriends when I like met them. They're like
Same.
they've all picked them well. So I'm like, yeah, they're like, I also like, like to hang out with your boyfriend too. He's
Exactly.
welcome to join.
But Anya is not that friend,
No,
and
not at all.
she gets ditched when they call her out for being attached to Sav too much, which is spitting facts, so she needs to hear it. The two, both Holly J and Jane, they're at the dot, and they have a new business plan for a babysitting agency. And then this is when we get to the babysitting club montage of
Oh
them.
yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, eh, na 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 na, something, something, yeah.
Oh, I need to watch that movie. Oh, that I just got weekend plans. I'm watching the Babysitter's Club.
You've been influenced.
I'm gonna watch like specific like 90s.
Like girl movies.
I was about to say feminist girl movies, yes.
Okay,
But like
so Babysitter's Club, My Girl,
Harriet the Spy.
Harriet the Spy. You have to watch All I Want to Do. Do you remember that one with like Kirsten Dunst and Gabby Hoffman, and they're like they're at an all-girls school in the
Yes.
60s and they like have a protest? Yeah,
Yes, and they
that's
have
my
that
shit.
secret.
I love that fucking
Oh, I
movie.
forgot about that movie. Yes. And they have like some secret club where they like drink or something.
Eat from like the ravioli can, and like the school is gonna get like boys, and they're like, some of them are like, yeah, boys, and some of them are like, no, boys, like we want to be
Yes.
empowered. Yeah.
Yes. Am I also making up that they also made their own alcohol, or is that a different movie?
They did at one point make their own moonshine because they were setting the boys up to like, oh, like they spiked the punch of the boys who get drunk and then they would look bad. So like they made their own. Like the one girl is like
Oh.
played by what's her name? Shit. I can remember. I look at her now, she's like in everything, but she was in have you seen Marriage Story?
Yes.
She played Scarlett Johansson's Merritt Weaver. She plays Scarlett Johansson's sister
Okay.
in that movie. She's in this, and she's a science girl, and she like makes the moonshine.
I totally forgot about that. Okay. All I Want to Do, Babysitter's Club, My Girl. What was the other one I said?
I think to throw in like Casper or something. Ooh, or like
Now and
Now and
Then.
Then. Yes.
Yes.
That's, oh my God, I'm gonna cry.
Okay, there was, I'll have to listen back. There was Babysitter's Club, All I Want to Do, Now and Then, My Girl, Harriet the Spy. My God. Well, listener, if you have any more to add to the list, please send us a DM.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
My goodness.
You're in
Oh.
for a treat.
I know, because I haven't watched so many of those movies in so long. So I'm like,
They still hold
missed
up.
it. Also, people are like, oh, my captain, a Dead Poet Society. Fuck no. All I want to do is the original banger.
No, I watch the girl movies. I don't, I'm sorry, I've never been like, I know, I'm not like gender essentialist or anything, but like I watch girl movies that I never got into like boys at a school. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't think boys should learn. I don't think they should go to school. I don't think boys should read. I personally, I'm undermining my nephew learning how to read. I'm telling him the wrong letters in the alphabet so he never learns how to read. But no, I like the girl stuff, but like girls like at school or like girls doing shit. Little Women, add that there too. Some 90, I mean, like
Girls
there.
just want to have fun.
Right. Like I just want to watch girls do stuff. I don't want to see boys do anything. Boys
Like,
can show up as a romantic interest and that's it, but I'm really watching a movie for friendship sisterhood. And how did I
sis.
not know I was bisexual growing up? I'm like, I don't want any boys in this movie. I just want to see girls being friends and maybe kissing.
Not a 90s movie, but Sisterhood of the Charming Pants.
Oh, fuck yeah. You got to. You got
Okay,
to.
also, something I tried to watch the other day because I was like, oh, historical movie, need to watch it, needs to be on my list of watched movies in my life. I tried to watch the fucking Outsiders. That movie Outsiders.
Oh, you never seen Outsiders?
No, and I couldn't get through it. I was like, are they gonna kiss? Are they gonna like, is there like some sexual tension I'm not like aware of? Like, I need something
Oh,
to
that's
happen.
so funny you said that because the other day I literally posted about this. I saw a bill like a ad on the subway for like they're doing the Outsiders like on Broadway, like a revival of the play, and I was like, I hope they kiss in this one. Because literally, I was like, they need to be making out. Like, everyone needs to be like having sex. I mean, like, you know, like that's what like, the story it has to be about. But I'm surprised
Yeah.
you just watched it because it has so many of like the Brat Pack
I
in
know,
it.
but again, it's all boys,
It's the
and I'm
boy
like,
movie. Yeah, you're like, I don't know. Like, Molly Ringwald's on this. I don't watch this.
but when they're fucking on the lam or whatever, like eating canned food or whatever in the abandoned house, I'm like, so are they gonna like have like a moment at night? Like, what's when are they gonna kiss? Because this is boring as fuck.
Yeah, they needed to kiss. Yeah, I mean, let the outsiders kiss. This
Same
is
with
my platform.
what's the other one? There's The Outsiders, and then there's Stand By Me. No, Lean On Me. No.
Stand By Me.
Oh, yeah.
No, I actually like that. I like Stand By Me though. That's like one of my favorites.
I think
That's
it's
because you know why? It's one of those boy movies I like because it actually is so like it's girl coded.
yeah, because it I feel like it was
It's
originally written
actually a
for
girl movie
girls.
part that a lot of the girlfriends, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know what's the better version? Now and Then. So they just didn't
Yeah, I
find a
love.
dead body.
Yeah, they didn't, but they wanted to. They're trying to look for Johnny Boy or whatever the fuck his name is.
Exactly.
Dear
Exactly.
Johnny.
I love it. I love it. I
I tell
love
you? Okay, I would tell you one more thing, and then we have to
Okay.
get back to the episode. Can I tell you one time I had like a meltdown watching Now and Then? My mom told me to turn it off because I was watching it. I don't know what was happening to me. I think it was the scene when like Christina Ricci, like they're in the attic and she breaks the mirror and she's like, Cloris Leachman plays the grandma and she breaks the mirror and she's like, why do they have to die? And she's like, she's talking about Dear Johnny, but she's really talking about her mom. And I just like, I watched that night and I'd seen Now and Then before. This is not my first time watching it. For some reason, that scene hit me so hard that I was like inconsolable. And my mom was like, turn it off, turn it off. Like, you can't watch it. Like, I don't know how you watch it. I was just like inconsolable. I think I realized my mom could die one day. And I just was like, ugh, like crying. Like crying. My mom was like, You can't, I'm not letting you watch this anymore. Like you're like it's upsetting you to the point that I'm like worried about you. But yeah, now and then.
Listen, the moments in that fucking movie, iconic. I mean, when fuck, listen, Christina Ricci, the OG dark-sided girl, the one that's like, ooh, I'm gonna pretend I'm dead.
Yeah, and the one friend Chrissy punches the shit out of her. Yeah, I love that movie. R.I.P. to Chris to Chrissy, the actress who played Chrissy. She died.
I know.
Yeah,
Ugh,
I
so
love
good.
that movie. Okay, I might watch Now and Then tonight and like cry again, and cry myself to sleep.
Evan's gonna have to call your mom being like, she's watching it again. What do
No, I'm grown up now. I can watch what I want. You
I
can tell me to turn off the
do? Oh my gosh. Okay, so Holly J and Jane are sitting in traffic on the way back to school, which I'm like, okay, there's traffic.
Right.
New for
Yes.
us. But Holly J, or sorry, Jane is no, Holly J is not paying attention, and she gets into a fender bender with Declan's BMW.
He has like 10 shirts on.
So many fucking
He's
layers.
sweating so much.
It is like fully like May, and he's in so many fucking layers. And like, I know it's
Yeah.
Canada, but like, it's not that cold. Okay.
Right. They're not that far from me. Like May here gets like warm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But Declan's like, listen, it's cool. I'm a diplomat kid. I get immunity. And I'm like, I don't know if it's that cut and clear about about the
Well,
fender bender.
a crime wasn't committed. I mean, I get that he's like flirting, so he's like,
Yeah.
oh, diplomatic immunity. I'm like, a crime didn't happen. Like, I mean, it's just a fender bender. Like, if
Yeah.
anything, it's like, oh, it's like it belongs to the United States, so actually, I don't have to cover it. Like, that comes from Americans' tax dollars, so like, it's fine. Don't worry about
Exactly.
it. You could be hit it as
Exactly.
many times you want. I don't pay for it.
He lets it slide, and my understanding is that he lets it slide mainly because Jane's in the car, but Holly J thinks that he's smitten with her and they're having like a flirting moment.
I mean, they have that chemistry though, the two actors, I think, which is like, I mean, so does Jane and Declan, but I'm like, I don't know, I see it. Like,
I think Declan can flirt with anyone and then he can have chemistry with anyone. Like, if
yeah.
he fully had like his opportunity at Degrassi, like there would be a fucking like STD meeting being like, hey guys, something's going around. We need to track
Yeah.
it
I think Declan's a Gemini. Do you think about Geminis? I'm saying as a Gemini because I'm just so charming. No, it's that Geminis are hard to place because they flirt with everyone. So like, when you think
down.
a Gemini, if you're at a party and a Gemini is like hitting on you, watch how they talk to everyone. They're doing the same thing.
it.
We're demonic.
Wait, is his sister his twin?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
Yeah.
so he really is a Gemini.
They probably are Geminis. That would
Yeah.
explain it too, because Fiona's like a closet gay.
Yeah, but then also has sexual tension. Declan is so sexual, he has sexual tension with his
With
sister.
his own fucking sister. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, ugh.
But you're
Yeah,
just so
gross.
hot, you make your sister look like you
Yeah.
date. Oh no.
Give it like 8 years. Declan's gonna show up at like he's gonna be there with like fucking Jax Taylor at like a sex addicts like anonymous anonymous. Like,
Honestly, I think Jax is a Gemini too.
listen, it would track.
Yeah.
Dave is pitching gossip to Shantae, trying to plant a story. And he decides to create a scene in the cafeteria being like, hey, how many Mentos could I put in this Diet Coke? And it gets made fun of more than people laughing, because it gets now in this moment, I don't know if the cola gets on Bruce or if Bruce just makes fun of him in the moment, but the moment dies before Dave can get the credit and hilarity
Does
that he's
it
wanting.
Bruce like pour the coke on him or something?
Yes, that's what it is. Someone gets it poured
Classic.
on.
Yeah, and that's so like it turned him like I guess Degrassi had started watching the writers started watching YouTube because that was like a thing, or like the Mentos and the Coke
Oh yeah.
videos.
There is a first aid class for the babysitters, which, not to brag, but I took a babysitter's course by the Red Cross.
Ah, yes.
My mom was a big fan of the Red Cross. She knew, I think she still does. She knows like all the courses offered. And she's like, well, there's a babysitter's course. It's literally just a first aid course where they
Yeah,
give
it's like a
you
basic
like,
first aid.
or, and then they teach you how to do CPR in children.
Right.
But I got my little card and, you know, I started my babysitting career after that.
That's amazing.
So.
You give such like babysitter energy. Like you like if you if I were well, as I say, if I were an adult, I am. But if you had been a teen, you, Lauren, are a teen in my neighborhood and I need a babysitter, I would be like, I would call you and be like, I think I want her
Thank
to like
you.
watch my kid. And I think you'd be a great babysitter. You'd be
There is some.
fun. You'd be
Thank
fun but
you.
firm.
Thank you. That's my energy I also gave off, like as a babysitter. I was firm but fun. I don't think I never really wanted to be, I don't even when I was younger, I don't think I necessarily wanted to be a mom, but I always wanted to have like a baby brother, or I wanted to babysit, or I wanted to like be like a baby, I wanted to have like baby cousins. Like that was always very fascinating to me. So I was obsessed with the idea of one day being able to babysit like that, and also Babysitter's Club. I was like, this is the epitome, this is all I ever wanted in life. Like, so I was like begging my mom to let me sign up for the babysitter's first aid course.
That's so cute. I love that. You would.
I know, it's so, that was like very much like how I was, that's how lame I was, guys.
No, but isn't that's like a great problem to have, is that your kid is pestering you about like wanting to get the babysitters club at the Red Cross so they could be a babysitter, like, 'cause they could be a responsible babysitter. I think that's like every parent's dream. Like, God, yes.
yeah, so yeah, they didn't have to worry about much with me, but I had my own weirdo problems, but yeah, wasn't kissing any boys, but I had my babysitter's card in my pocket, so
Hell yeah.
but at the first aid class, Holiday is dissing to Jane, and she's thinking that she can sorry, she's asking if Jane could cover, sorry, someone needs to cover a babysitting job.
Yeah,
Is,
one of the girls dropped out, or
right.
they, yeah.
And Jane's like, oh, I can cover it, no problem. Because in her mind, she's like, oh, that could be my sneak away with Declan. He can come over. And as a former babysitter, as a former babysitter that had no boys to talk to, the idea of this unprofessionalism is atrocious. Okay. You cannot be out here risking kids' lives by inviting a boy over. What if a
Yeah,
child's
as I
choking?
were as a parent, I'd be pissed if I found out you brought your
Yeah.
little stinky ass boy. Like, I don't know this boy, you're around my child. Like, I'm gonna
Yeah.
call the police.
Yeah. But I also like that's always like, and listener, let us know if this is something that really happened. But it's always a trope in TV and movies. But I never knew of anyone that did this.
Yeah, I feel like it might be like a stayover and like old thing, like babysitters, and then she gets a call, and then the killer's upstairs. But like, yeah, it is always
Yeah.
like, I'm gonna babysit. I'm gonna call my boyfriend over, and we're gonna do stuff while I'm babysitting. I'm like, where are the kids? How young is the child that you're like taking care of? They're not gonna snitch on you and be like, she had a boy.
Also, are any of our listeners the kid that had to keep that secret from their parents? Because you know the babysitter is like, don't tell mom. I'll give you candy.
Yeah, I'll just stay up late and watch scary movies. So the kids like by themselves, like watching like, I don't know, like a Serbian film, and then like she's just getting like fingered somewhere.
But as a kid, you're like, this is the best day of my life. I've got a secret from my parents, you know?
Yeah, you get to
I feel
watch whatever
like
you want.
a teenager likes me and trusts me. Oh, that is a cool moment.
I was a snitch, so I would have said something like, she had a man. They would kiss it on the mouth. Like
Mommy, I saw. Oh my goodness, I love
I'm gonna
it.
tell my mama, like the Cardi B, like little meme. That was me, just handing my head, like, I'm telling.
Goodness. Dave plans a prank with a piss bottle. He sneaks into the bathroom with a very large, like 2 liter bottle, and he decides to pour the piss into what we assume is Bruce's locker. But he gets caught by Bruce
Which
himself.
is insane and like antisocial behavior. Like, okay, yeah, I know I poured a bottle of Coke over your head, but like urine, that's a like what? That's like bioterrorism. Like, what's your problem?
It is, and also
What?
like the amount that the thought process of like I'm gonna pee into this bottle and then I'm going to pour it into someone's locker, like also like is it not gonna spill out the bottom and then get onto your shoes?
Yeah, I feel like you're mostly getting pissed on yourself doing all of
It's
that.
gross. It's more so embarrassing that you're doing the
Like
prank more
peeing in a
than.
bottle. But I guess he's a boy, so like peeing in the bottle probably isn't that hard. But like, yeah. Yeah, I would think like, are you like in love with Bruce? Like, is this like some weird, like psycho, like fatal attraction thing? Like, what is this?
Yeah, when are they gonna kiss? Come on now.
It's like, are you in love with him like in a very like deranged like way? Like, I don't get it.
Fan fiction, maybe we'll find it.
Yeah, it's like some like weird like piss fetish, like ew, like yeah, now they're writing about you the anti-grape vibe, but not for the reasons you want. Like you free, like
Holly J is like, my bestie Jane is covering and we have a booming business. I'm gonna go take some food to her. So she makes her panini at the dot, and Spinner is also there. But it's clear that Spinner is fucking clueless. He's like, yeah, my loving girlfriend, she's just at a babysitting gig. That's so nice of you to bring her that sandwich.
Oh, she'll love
Like,
that. She loves sandwiches. Like everyone does, Spinner, you idiot.
but as she pulls up to the spot, she sees, I recognize that car. That's the car I hit. And then she realizes that Declan's showing up at the door, and Jane opens it and they kiss on the front porch in broad daylight. You slut.
Yeah, it's
You
really
both
bold.
sluts.
They're both sluts. I'm like, you guys are just making out on the porch.
Yeah, at a
You're not
babysitting
worried about the
gig.
neighbors being like, hey, your babysitter is making out with some boy on your front porch. Just
Yeah,
so you know.
they're very bold this episode. I'm like, y'all are wanting to get caught. Just
Oh
a
yeah, they're
minute.
messy. They're so messy this episode.
Holly J confronts Jane about Declan later, and calls her out for cheating on Spinner, and Jane's just like. Jane's like kind of shocked that like Holly J's upset by it. She's like, why can't you be cool, you know? Dave has a disguise at school to try and hide from Bruce because Bruce is pissed, literally and figuratively, about the piss. And we get this moment where Dave gets pushed into the door window. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a Degrassi classic where it's like, oh, the kind of nerd, wimpy kid at school gets pushed into the door because it happened to JT. Right, not pushed in the door, he runs into the door JT. And then I feel like that also happened with oh my God. What's the other guy's name? Not Jimmy.
Toby?
No, from Degrassi Junior High. Pat
Oh, from
Minestrone.
Joey.
Joey, there we go. Yeah, I feel like there was also a scene that happened with him back in Degrassi Junior High that happened or something. But the moment that it happened, I was like, oh, I've seen this before. The face in the window. Jane and Holly J are arguing about the situation, and Jane's like, girl, stay out of my business.
Jane
Girl.
is a fucking menace. She was like,
This
I don't
is
care if you're cheating on your boyfriend, but it is like she also is friends with Spitter. Like, it's a very uncomfortable position to be in.
Come on, girl.
Like,
And
she
also,
can't
she
not say
fucking works
anything.
with him. Like, you should be more concerned about her sharing your fucking secret. You should treat her with some fucking respect,
I
okay?
know, like, I would be nice to her if I were you. I would make her a sandwich.
Also, it's Holly J. Holly J told the entire class her best friend had dyslexia. She does not give a shit,
Yeah,
okay?
she was like, and she was like, girl, everybody already knows. We already heard how slow you read. Like, no one cares. Like, she was vicious with it. Like, she will do that to you.
Yeah, and she like barely knows you, so she's gonna fucking like fuck up your life, you know? But instead of them kind of figuring things out, the business is suffering because the two co-founders are fighting. The girls are
Can I ask
fighting.
you a question? What is your philosophy on, okay, if your friend is cheating, do you keep their
Ooh.
secret or do you tell?
Okay, in this situation, I'm also friends with the partner. Like
Okay,
Holly J's friends with
when
Spinner.
you're not friends, okay, two scenarios. You are friends
Okay.
and you're not friends. So, like, what how does it change or does it change?
I think it maybe changes a little bit, but I think at the end of the day, I'm gonna be like, bitch, you gotta figure some shit out. Like choose a lane, you know? Like either, okay, if I'm the friend, I'd be like, girl, if you're cheating, just break up with him and then go about your merry way with this other fantasy you're having. Like that needs to happen. Don't, I'm not gonna like keep a secret so you can keep on cheating. But if I'm friends with the person, I'm gonna keep the secret. But if I'm friends with a person, I'm like, you need to tell this person because I don't want them finding out that I knew, and then it ruins my friendship with this person.
Fair, yeah.
So that would probably be it. But I couldn't keep a secret, like because I couldn't keep a secret, but I also wouldn't want to confront people with the truth because that's too much confrontation. So I'd probably just come to terms with like, hopefully this person tells the truth. If not, I guess I'm losing some friends.
That's a good
Yeah.
answer.
What about you?
I'm more of a keep me out of it person, so
Mm.
I wouldn't feel compelled to tell anybody, but I would also be like, you need to figure out what you're doing, but not like I wouldn't be like I have to tell. I don't know, there's this like I've wondered lately, like, am I just morally corrupt? But maybe it's just like an internet thing, and also maybe I just touch grass and it's why I'm like this. But like, there's this thing I've noticed online where people treat cheating like it's like the worst thing you could do to a person. And I'm like,
It's
yeah, it's
really
not good,
not.
but also I'm not like I have to speak up, see something, say something. I'm like, no, I really don't. Like, it's
Right.
actually, actually, Your Honor, I'm one of my own business actually. So like, I don't have that attitude. I'm just more like, hey, girl, like maybe you should do something. I'm not like, oh, I need to tell somebody or like. This is old news, but remember the whole like Try Guys thing happened and like, you know, that whatever. And I feel like the stance of the other Try Guys when that guy cheated on his wife was more so because they were trying to save their brand, which is like understandable. But then people like projected and was like, oh, this should be everyone's MO. Like, if your friend is cheating, you should be willing to like stop being friends with them. And I'm like, what? Like, and I'm
Yeah,
like,
that's
am
weird.
I like a piece of shit? So I'm like, I'm not just gonna be friends with my friend because they cheat. Like, I'm not
Yeah.
like now if they're like a serial cheater and like at that point I feel like that is like
Right.
abusive. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, oh, my friend like cheated on their boyfriend or girlfriend. Like, I'm not gonna be like, oh, we can't be friends now. Like, what? Like, no, not
Exactly.
me.
Exactly.
That ain't my man. Like.
Like also it's like kind of the same thing of like people are like, well, like I'm not gonna help someone bury a body. Like, 'cause that's
No.
like that's like I'm not going I'm
I would be
see,
an accessory to your cheating. No.
I'm not going to jail. But like I will hold a lie to like save your well-being and relationship. I'd be like, yeah, she's been faithful your entire fucking life, you know?
Yeah, I'm not like, oh, I have to tell. Like, what? I don't know.
No.
Okay, thank you. Because I really was like, am I just like an evil human
No,
who's like,
that
what is everyone talking about? Like, no.
yeah. It's like one of those things, like, okay, like specifically if it was this Jane situation, I'm like, girl, like fix your life, like choose a lane, and then I'll rock with you whichever way you choose, right? But
Yeah,
like,
it's just because you're friends with Spinner. I'm like,
yeah.
I can't be a part of this. Like, I'm
Right.
good. And I just
Yeah.
met you. We just became friends. I would choose Spinner because like he's my friend. I don't know you like
Exactly.
that. But like,
Exactly.
yeah, I'm not like running to Spinner.
Exactly. But I also think like this is something I don't know if you have a situation like this, but like the idea of having very intertwined like a massive friend group where like when something happens, then it happens to everyone is I can't do that. So
Which
I
I don't
don't.
relate to because like my friends aren't related to. I have friends, but they're
Yes.
all like not in like the same group,
Same.
so like they don't. That doesn't
Same.
happen to me.
Same. Yeah. So like that. That is like that would never happen to me where it's like oh
Right.
because I remember back okay like back when I was in college I was part of this like house church small group thing and there was a lot of college students and then recent college students and because they're recent college graduates a lot of them are married and what I don't know if I ever talked about this on the pod.
I think, are you just talking about the one person who was like cheating, right? Wasn't there like a
Yep.
whole thing? Yeah. I
But
vaguely
with a
remember
high
you
school
talking about this.
student that he was a teacher at the school at.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember that.
But I remember when this happened, like it happened to all of our group. And then it was this whole thing of like, and then it was the Christian was added to it. So it's like, oh, they have to stay married. There has to be a forgiveness. Like it was weird. It was so weird. And I remember like this stuff, it felt like it was also happening to me. And I'm like, this feels weird. I'm
Yeah.
18. This feels weird.
And like, I don't, and maybe that's part of it too, is it because I've never had, like, I mean, I've had friend group, like when I was in like high school, but as an adult,
Right.
I've never really had like a friend group. So when like I recently got like in very recently, like a few years ago, I was in this like group chat. Like, I don't know, it's a long story. I was like, I'm not like the group chat. And then like shit would happen and it would become everyone's thing. And it felt very foreign to me because I was like, one, I've never met you guys in person, but also like, I don't relate to this idea of like,
Yeah.
oh, like we have to pick sides. I'm like, I don't, do I? Like, I, this didn't happen. That's what's, like, it's interpersonal. Like, that happens
Right.
between you guys. Like, obviously, if something really horrible happens, like, I would pick a side, but it's like, I don't know. That being said, the whole cheating thing, but if my bestie is being cheated on, I would tell them. That's different.
Oh,
Like, if I knew you were being cheated on,
of
like, yeah, I would tell
course.
you.
Of course.
Duh. Like, I would tell you. But if it's like somebody who I'm like, oh, I'm just cool with them, I'm like, that's not my business.
And that's not my business. Yeah, it's like one of those things where it's like, I'm not gonna get involved. But yeah, but my besties, I'm not gonna make them look stupid. My whole goal in life is to make my besties, my friends, look like the winner and for them to come on top, you know?
Right. And like, yeah, Bessie, you're cheating. I'm like, I'm not telling. If you're cheating, I'm like, that's
Yeah,
different. I don't give you your
exactly.
secret. Take me to the
Come on.
Yeah.
So.
Listen, morality is relative, okay? I'm like, listen, this should be wild sometimes. So that's okay. I'm so glad that you agree with me because like literally like the internet was like I was like, you guys are acting
No.
like insane
No.
about cheating. It's like the worst. Like
Yeah. But it, yeah,
you
it's.
have to cut the person off. Like what? They weren't fucking on me. Like what do I
Exactly.
care?
Exactly. But
Let me
that being
stop.
said, if you are friends with a Jax Taylor, if you will, like the serial
Yeah, that's
cheaters,
different. Like that per yeah, I'm like that person is.
yeah, because
And honestly,
that.
typically that kind of person also is probably not a good friend
Come on
too. So it's not just cheating, like
now.
they also are not a loyal friend. And that's really what it is. But I'm like, if
Yeah.
my friends who's always been a down ass bitch one time decided to fuck on her man, that's none of my business. Like, that's none of my business. I'm not going to stop being her friend. What time?
Oh,
Stop.
okay. I have to share this gossip because it's like, and it has nothing to do with me, and I couldn't even tell people's names. But this woman I met at this event the other day, was like really like weird. But I found out later that there's this group of like Ukrainian, like there's this Ukrainian kind of like social group of like friends, and I met one of them at this event, and she was kind of weird, but it was fine. Turns out that she's dating some guy's husband, soon to be ex-husband, but unsure when the timing started that she got together with this husband. But they all live together in the same house, and they were
What?
roommates. Roommates. And this but this bitch is out here dating her roommate's husband, and the husband is also the roommate, and but now they're together, but they're separated, getting divorced. Not sure if they got together before or after the separation, or if that's what caused the separation. But this girl is out here like showing up and going to all the same fucking events as the scorned woman, and is like trying to be friends with her now, being like, hey, like we could put pat th we could put past this, like we can get past this, and she like won't leave her alone, and she's like suddenly like popping up everywhere she goes.
Oh my
But
God.
my intuition, my sixth sense, if you will, I fucking knew she was weird first time I met her. And then when I found out that gossip, I was like, I fucking knew it, you shady.
I love that. I love this really niche, like hyper niche gossip of the Ukrainian community in Beijing, China.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. But then
Someone,
I
so
found.
the chance someone on the podcast is like, I know who this is because it's so specific that it's like, maybe like
Like, yo, and then
how many Ukrainians are in China right now? Like,
quite a lot, but like, but
oh,
within
for real?
Beijing, but these are like the, I think these are like top tier, like the popular group.
The
Great.
most popular Ukrainians in
That's why
all
they
of
all live
Beijing.
together. Like, oh my gosh. But yeah.
They were roommates.
Oh my gosh. But yeah. So I'll keep you guys posted if I learn anything new.
No,
But yeah.
please. No, I want, like, if not the podcast, please text me about this. The fuck? That's
Yeah.
wild.
But that's one thing of like dating people in China. Like the amount of gossip that I know about people I don't even fucking know is crazy.
I
It's
love that.
crazy.
I love
Yeah.
knowing other people's gossip. It's so
But
fun.
the crazy thing about the community is so small here of foreigners that you can be like, oh yeah, I have met that person, or I've seen her before, or like I know her. It's like high school, but international with fucking weird ass like situations. It's crazy.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So back to Degrassi. So Jane is like, listen, girl, stay out of my business. Jane is not a girl's girl. Let's just say that.
We established that though when she was like, "Damn, your boyfriend's breath is funky." Like, we already knew she wasn't a girl's girl. And she reminded us, she was like, bitch, mind your business.
Declan wants to talk to Jane, but she's like, listen, I'm good. You know, she's trying to create this distance all of a sudden. And Declan's like, girl, we were just fucking on the babysitter's couch. Like, what's going on?
He's like, what's the
Like,
tea? I don't get it.
Dave pleads to his cousin Shantae to get recognized. He's like, listen, please just help me out. Like, I'm about to get beat the fuck up. Like, I need your help. But his fate has been determined because Bruce is like, listen, after school in the alleyway, the famous fucking alleyway where everything happens.
Yes, Sally.
You know, 3 p.m., be there. Which again, I have never witnessed a fight like this. Did this ever happen at our school where it's like after school, meet me?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like most of the fights I did see though were like they were spontaneous. But yeah, I've seen I feel like you see a fight where like, oh, like they're like setting to fight like at this place, like show up and y'all fight.
Well,
Could make sense too, just because like I want to fight this bitch, but like I'm gonna do it at school because I might get like suspended. So like I'm gonna fight you at the park.
I
You
think
know?
the listeners and I both know that Sadiq loves the fight.
I've never been in a fight like as in like a real fight, but I love to watch a fight. So I'm like, yes, like let me see. Like I love to watch people fighting, love watch people scrapping.
Yes. Call back to when you admitted on the podcast that your black capris got trampled on for you trying to run to go see a fight.
No, I was not ready to see the fight. The hallway was congested because people were watching a fight. Then security showed up and they scattered. And then I tried to run and I got trampled. It actually was very traumatizing for me. Personally, it was very embarrassing. I was like, I can't believe people someone stepped on my black.
Because you know those floors were fucking dusty.
They were, this was an actual footprint. A dusty footprint on my black capri pants. Okay, I was upset. I was so sad. Someone like held me up. I'm like, are you okay? And I was like, oh yeah.
Question. What were you more upset about being trampled on or that you missed the fight?
Trample. I wasn't trying to see the fight. I was going to class. I actually wasn't like trying to see the fight. I just like it. The fight like blocked me from going to my class. I was going to do my lessons. That was before I got into watching fights. I think after that happened to me, that's why I was like, you can't fight against the crowd. You have to be a part of the crowd. And that's why I started getting, watching fights. Yeah, that was like my turning point. That was my Joker moment.
Your canon event. Oh God.
Yeah, that was my canon event.
Oh God. I love
Yeah.
it. Well, we all know who would have been that alleyway. It's Sadiq. Sadiq would have been
Yeah.
there
I would
early
have
with
been
a fucking
there.
folding chair.
Yep. Popcorn, everything.
He shows up to the fight and everyone he shows up to the fight, then everyone would know who he is. So he's kind of like, okay, this could be my moment to finally get noticed. And
Yeah.
so he decides to make everyone laugh with humor. And they're kind of like, hey, that's kind of funny. This guy's kind
This
of
guy's
funny.
kind of funny.
And Bruce shows up and throws a water balloon at him. And dumbass Dave is like, hey, this is warm. And we all know why it's warm, because it's piss.
Yeah, that's crazy. What is up with all this? Ew, can you imagine like watching the fight and then that shit like explodes and you're like, ah, it's pee-pee. What? Like why is everyone so piss obsessed in this school? I don't know. I think this episode's written as some like weird like fetish content. Like what the fuck? Like why is all this urine so
We're fresh off of quiet onset. We're like,
quiet said now I'm like, what's this about? Like why is there like so many why is there a little boy drenched in pee? Like yeah, it's weird.
But
But yeah.
everyone
But they
claps
were
and
they
then,
like
yeah, they
they're like,
liked
wow. He's a clout demon. Like, you
it.
know, Dave would have really flourished on TikTok. He would have done like a lot of pranks. Like he would have done like prank like TikTok.
He would have been with the vlog squad, fucking Dave Dobrik.
Oh, would have loved him. Except he would have been racist to him.
But hopefully Dave would have gotten some fame out of it, you know?
Hopefully. David Dobrik unsettles me.
Yeah, as he
How
should.
he smiles like open mouth all the time. He smiles like, I'm like, I don't like it. I don't like that. Why are you smiling like that?
Because he's AI. That's why.
Yeah, I feel like he's like an alien. Like David Dobrik is from like a planet. Be sure to listen to Alien April on We Die First, which is started into the Cloverfield. Check it
Love
out.
it,
It's
love
across
it.
from ocean. Yeah.
So we get to business class, and Holly Jane and Jane had decided, like, we're gonna do separate reports. We're done. Our business is done. But it turns out that Jane does the report completely for her, for both her and Jane. Sorry, for both her and Holly J, to kind of apologize as a friend. And the teacher's like, hey, if anyone needs a good example of a good business plan, check out their report. It's very good. So not only did she do it, she did it well. So that's a good thing. Jane confesses to Holly J that it's been weeks between her and Declan, and it's nice to have someone that actually likes her, because Spinner just makes her feel like one of the guys. And I'm like, girl, you need to break up with him then. It's time to end
Yeah,
things.
like stop laying around.
And Holly J, rightfully so, is like, girl, this ain't gonna end well, okay? You gotta end the affair, and because I can't lie to Spinner much longer. Which is, I feel like I would have been a Holly J this moment, being like, bitch, what do you think is gonna happen? Do you think that Declan is gonna just like go quietly? Because I don't think he is. He
No,
seems
Declan
messy as
likes to
fuck.
be like messy. He likes to be
Yeah.
like, oh, the boyfriend. Like he likes to like be all like
Yeah.
showy about it.
Yeah. And also, like, he's like, I got diplomatic immunity. I could do whatever the fuck I want,
Yeah, he really misunderstood what it means. He's like, that means I could cheat. Like, I guess.
Yeah. Holly J, so they kind of separate, and we're kind of like, okay, what's gonna happen? Holly J sees Jane, and she sees him talk, she sees her talking with Declan, and it she's assuming that she's ending things with Declan. But I got a question mark on that. I don't know if she really ends things with Declan.
We shall see.
Okay. And Dave has gotten the popularity that he's been waiting for. He is recognized and popular with everyone, which I'm like, if he was the piss balloon guy, I don't know if I'd be like dapping him up,
Yeah, I'm like,
Like,
oh, you wash your hands? What's
you
happened? Yeah. But you know, the
know.
actor Jemuel French really plays it up. He's quite charismatic. He
Oh,
got he could do a
yeah.
little spin and he'd be like point. Honestly, like I feel like he should have been like one, obviously gone too soon, but also
Yeah.
like came into the world too soon. 'Cause I feel like he would have really done well on like a 90s like sitcom, like a black sitcom. Like I could see him like on like a sister just like being a little like
Yes.
hammy like boy. I don't know, something about him is very like 90s sitcom
Right.
coded that I'm like, oh, he would be so fun.
He's Roger next door, but like a little bit cooler.
Yeah, he's like a cooler Roger. He's like Roger when he started to like grow into himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, he through the piss, he still got his popularity, and that's something to admire. So, at the dot, the
Yeah.
girls make up, but Spinner still doesn't know about the whole thing with Declan, but they're besties now, which I'm like, how does this happen? How if I
Wait, no, she did break up with him, remember? Because the scene where
with
she sees
Spinner?
Holly J watches, no, she watches her break it off with Declan. Like
Yeah.
she watches from afar and she watches like Jane like break it off with
Yes.
him.
But I don't know if it really happened, because we didn't witness it. We just saw it from afar of them having a conversation. Am I reading too much into it? Did you hear
What'd you
me?
say?
I said we're watching it from afar, but we never, as a viewer, never actually heard what the conversation was. So,
No, they definitely broke up.
oh,
Like she,
okay.
like he, like she says it. He like his like shoulders go down. He's like, He like looks sad.
Oh.
It's like yeah, they broke up. That's why Holly J is like, hey, girly, like. like here's a sandwich or something. I don't know if that happens again, but like I feel like there's another panini that shows up.
What Holly J needs to do is be like, girl, you need to break up a Spinner because you're carrying dragging him along when you obviously don't like him like that anymore, you know?
Like just be single at this point. Break up with both of them.
Oh, God. Holly J is like, I'm just over having all these friends with boyfriends. I need a single girl to have
I
fun with.
know. Holly J's mad. She's like, I can't even find a man. This bitch got two. Like, oh my God. Like, you can't. No, this is not. I'm not having this.
Exactly. But that is that. Jane's back with, or still with Spinner and miserable, but she's not really admitting that to herself. Holly J and Jane are back in business together, I think, maybe, but they're best friends or friends again. I don't know if they're best friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aw.
That's that.
That was a fun episode. Yes. What was I gonna say? Yeah,
What are we
damn.
watching next week?
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. I like totally just like had a brain fart. Next week we'll be back for episode 7 and 8, Beat It Parts 1 and 2. In part one, after an embarrassing incident in lifeguard class, Riley is determined to prove to the world and himself that he's straight. Meanwhile, Anya lies to Sab about her after-school activities. Also, Dave gets confident and asks Jenna out. And when they go out, he assumes that Jenna is his girlfriend. And then in part two, Riley is accused of gay bashing after punching Sam. I mean, well, yeah.
Damn.
But that'll do it. After punching Sam and is ostracized by his classmates. Feeling desperate, he decides to search for a deprogrammer to make himself straight. Meanwhile, Sav finds out about Anya and Leia LARPing. Oh my God, LARPing episode. And is upset and bewildered that Anya that and upset that bewildered that Anya would hang out with losers. Also, Jenna has to set Dave straight. This episode marks the final appearance of Jordan Hudima as Blue Chessex, who I did not know had a last name. I thought he was blue like Oprah.
Well, honestly, the fact that he hasn't had a final appearance yet is, I mean, shout out to him for getting these show credits, but I'm excited for this two-parter. I have many thoughts already, and I haven't even watched the episode, so.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking forward to talking about this one. The actor who plays Riley, sometimes his scenes are a little bit rough, but I do like the character generally. So we'll see. We'll see what happens in
Yes.
this episode.
I think there's
Yeah.
also this next episode is like very meme worthy. Like there's some cringe moments. Like in a way, I feel like we're gonna have a new like, she's not a lesbian, she's my friend. Like I feel like we're gonna have an equivalent of that this episode, you know?
Oh, there has to be. I mean, this is the episode when, like, does it, he, isn't the embarrassing incident when he gets like a hard on?
If
I
not this
think
episode's
so.
coming, so
I think it's like when he gets like hard because, like, they're, sorry, spoiler, but also, like, if you're listening, you probably like, already watched this, but like, I think he gets a hard on because, like, they're doing like CPR, like, practice, and then he like gets
oh,
hard,
right.
and everyone's like, yo, it's gay. And I'm like, yeah, it is, but like, a little bit, but like, hey. Made it jump a little bit. Well, big deal. Who cares? Well,
Hillary Duff comes in. It's like, hey, it's okay to be gay. We don't have to call clothes gay.
right. She's like, so what if you got a hard on because another guy was near him? That I mean, that is a little gay, but we're okay. That's
It's
fine.
okay.
It's okay. And she puts her like her finger, her thumbs in like her belt loop. She's like, it's fine. She loved to do that. Oh man.
Goodness. I love it. I'm excited.
Yes, we love her. Yeah, I'm excited to keep this up. This season I'm liking it. It's
Same.
entertaining me.
It's very interesting.
I'm quite entertained, yeah. We've had a few like duds lately, so I'm like, this is good.
Yeah.
We're moving, we're grooving. You know, it's always good to do a cast shakeup. It's like what's hopefully gonna happen to the Real Housewives of the Potomac? It's like you gotta shake it up, you gotta get rid of some
Please, dear
people, get
God.
some new people. Good, Robin's gone, thank God.
Excited, excited,
I'm
excited.
excited. But do you have anything to say before we head out?
Nope, that's it. Just feel free to send us a DM on Instagram. I'm still, adding to my list for my long weekend marathon of 90s coming of age girl stories. So if you have any more to add to the list, please let me know.
Yes, can't wait. But thank you all so much for listening. And as always, we'll catch you later, broomheads.
Bye, broomheads.